So we're continuing with this questionnaire from Bhavan's journal in Bombay. This is question number 10. Question number 10, Srila Prabhupada, is, will mantras lose their sanctity if they are not in Sanskrit? Mm-hmm. Will mantras lose their sanctity or holiness if they are not in the Sanskrit language?
Mantra in Sanskrit language, the letters may be different, but it is a transcendental sound. The sound must be vibrating. You cannot translate it. The sound as it is, just like Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, the sound must be produced. You cannot translate. Then it will be arthavad. That is prohibited. You cannot interpret or do otherwise. The sound vibration must be there. Then it will continue in sanskrit.
Is that to say that the mantras can be written in Devanagari script or in Roman letters?
It doesn't matter.
But the sound must be the same.
Yeah. The sound is important.
So the sanctity is in the sound vibration, and not so much that it's in the Sanskrit letters itself. May I ask another question, Srila Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. Are fasting and other dietary regulations necessary for leading a spiritual life?
Certainly. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhamena ma tyagena satta saucabhyam jamena niyamena va. To advance in spiritual life, these things are essential. Tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something which may be painful. Just like we are recommending no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. So those who are accustomed to these bad habits, for them, in the beginning, it may be a little difficult. So in spite of becoming difficult, one has to do it. That is called tapasya. To rise early in the morning, those who are not practiced, it is a little painful. But one has to do it. So this is called tapasya. So according to the Vedic injunction, there are some tapasyas that must be done. It is not, I may do it or not do it, must be done. It's like in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is ordered that one must go to the spiritual mark. Tad vijnanartham cha guru meva abhigacchet. So there is no question of voluntarily, but it must be. And one must carry out by the order of spiritual master and the order of the shastra. That is called tapasya. Just like in your line, ekadasi is compulsory. One may feel some inconvenience fasting or simply eating fruits. No, it must be done. There are so many rules and regulations. which is essential. It must be done. That is called tapasya. Without consideration, whether it is convenient or inconvenient for you, which is must be done, that is called tapasya. Tapa, vidbhangani, that's right. You have their orders. So this human life is meant for tapasya. Therefore, in our Vedic civilization, we find so many rules and regulations. This is tapasya. From the very beginning of life, brahmacharya, to go to the spiritual master's place and act like menial servant, nichavar, as you said. If the spiritual master says that you go and pick up some wood from the forest, and one may be a king's son, but he cannot deny the spiritual master's order. He must go. That's Krishna. He was ordered to go and pick up some dry wood from the forest. So he had to go, although he was his father as Nanda Maharaj, the village Vaishya king. And Krishna was personality of Godhead, but he could not deny. He had to go. Nichava, just like menial servant. Hadarikar Brahmachari, this is tapasya. So tapasya is so essential that one has to do it. There is no question of alternative. Then brahmachari, then if he marries, then grihastha, that is also tapasya. He cannot have sex life whenever he likes. No. The Rasa says, you must have sex life like this, once in a month, and only for begetting children. So that is also tapasya. And do not follow, people do not follow any tapasya at the present moment. But human life is meant for tapasya, regularly. Even in ordinary life, just like you are driving a car, you are going to some urgent business, and you saw on the red light, you have to stop. You cannot say, I have to leave by this time, you must go. No, you must. That is tapasya. The tapasya means to follow the regulative principle strictly by the higher order, and that is human life. And animal life means you can do whatever you like. Either keep to the right, keep to the left, it doesn't matter. But their offense is not taken because they are animals. But a human being, if he does not follow the regulative principle, it is sinful. He will be punished. The same principle, just like when there is dead light, if you do not stop, he will be punished. But a cat and dog, if he turns gracious, not my dead light, he shall go. He is not punished. The tapasya is meant for the human being. He must do it, if he wants at all progress of life. That is essential.
In terms of diet, dietary regulations, eating.
That is also tapasya. That is also tapasya. Just like we are prohibiting meat eating. So in your country, this is a little troublesome. From the very beginning of his life, he is, I'm going to say, habituated to eat meat. The mother purchases powder. Meat and mixes, I've seen it. And by force, he has been trained up eating meat, and I say, don't eat meat. And then that comes. And if he's serious, he must have said the order. That is the answer. Tamasya means in diet, in practice, in behavior, in dealing, and so on, everything there is tamasya. That is all described. Mental tamasya, bodily tamasya, and what is called? About this bhāca-bhīgam, this is tamasya. You cannot talk nonsense. You have to talk something, nonsense, better, according to other, don't talk nonsense. Savayivana Krishna Padaravinda, Vachansi Vaikuntha Vinaruva. If you talk, you must talk about Krishna. That is the answer. Master has ordered me not to talk loosely anything, only talk of Krishna. See, if he does that, then it's tamasya. Tamasya in the matter of words. Tamasya in connection with body. Tamasya in connection with mind. Bhaca vegam, krodha vegam. One has become angry and he wants to express it by beating or something, doing very. But tamasya is restricted. No, don't. I want to kill you. Tamasya is restricted. Vāca vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, udara vegam. I am sexually inclined. But I cannot do it. This is not the time. That is tamasya. I am restricted. In this way, tamasya in every way. Bodily, mental, words, practice, dealing. These have to be learned. That is called tamasya. And that is human. Suppose if you want to make progress in spiritual life, and even human life, human being, you must act according to the Shastric injunction. That is called tamasya. Brahma, before creation, he had to undergo tapasya. Is it not stated?
Yes.
Yeah. So tapasya is essential. You cannot avoid here. Yeah.
There's a listing of the three tapasis in the Gita.
Yeah, read it.
Devatvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Sotam Akavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Sariram Tapahuchate. The austerity of the body consists in this: worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. Cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence are also austerities of the body. Shall I do the purport?
What?
Purport?
No. That was how what? Not there.
Anudvega karam vakya sacham priya hitam chayat swadhyaya Vyasanam Chaiva Vanmayam Tapa Uchate. Austerity of speech consists in speaking truthfully and beneficially and in avoiding speech that offends. One should also recite the Vedas regularly. Manaprasada Somyatvam Monamatma Vinigraha Bhava Sam Sudiriti Itat Tapomanasam Uchate. And serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purity of thought are the austerities of the mind. Suraya paraya taptam tapastat trividam narai apala kankshibir yuktai satvikam parichakshate. This threefold austerity practiced by men whose aim is not to benefit themselves materially but to please the Supreme is of the nature of goodness.
Yes. The aim is to please the Supreme through the spiritual mind. That's saprasada, bhagavat prasada. This is good. Now, who is teaching this tapasya? Where is the school, college? Smoke. This is tapasya. And they are smoking before teacher. No offense. Well, what do you expect from such students? Animal civility. This is not civility. No tapasya, no brahmachari. Pull the bung. And tapasya begins from brahmachari. Tapasya brahmachari. Samena to control. Brahmachari guru grihe vasan dantha. How to control senses? That is the beginning of life. Not ABCD, learning. And maybe your character may be less than an animal, and you have got a degree of the university, you become a learned man. No. It's not accepted. Even in, from moral instruction, who is educated? And that is described by Chanakya Pandit. Mātrivat paradāreṣu, paradabbeṣu, lastava, mātava, sarvabhūdhi, japaśyati, savan. Here is Pandit. Here is learned man. Pandita samadarshana, vidyāvināya sampanne, brahmanīna. He is learned man. Not this degree holder. A degree holder, he has no tapasya, he has no character. And his knowledge is called māyā pṛthakjñāna. Although he has learned so many things, but Maya has taken away his knowledge. He is a rascal. He is an animal. This is Vedic civility.
Question number 12. What is the role of rituals in religion? Are they to be discouraged as it is being advocated by some reformist, or are they to be encouraged? If so, in what form? What is the role of rituals? In religion.
Ritual is a practice based on tapasya. Unless one undergoes the ritualistic ceremony, he remains unclean. But in this age, because it is practically impossible to induce people to take all the ritualistic processes, therefore it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is special advantage of this age, that by constant chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he automatically becomes purified. That is the recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cetadatmanamajanam, the beginning is cleansing the heart, because we are impure on account of dirty things within our heart, accumulated life after life in the animalistic way of life. So everything, advancement of spiritual life, culture, tapasya, means cleansing the heart. So this process, chanting the Maha Mantra, the first installment of benefit is cleansing the heart. Cetadatmanamajanam. And when the heart is cleansed, then he becomes eligible for being free from the clutches of Maya, or the materialistic way of life. When he understands that he is not this body, his spirit, soul, his business is different, and he understands that I am engaged only in these bodily comforts of life, it is not at all essential, because it will change. Today I am in American body, I have got so many duties, as American. Tomorrow I may be an American dog body. Immediately my duties changes. So that is not my real business. My real business is how to elevate myself as spirit soul to the spiritual world. Back to home, back to garden, then he changes his chitta bhava, then this materialistic activity stop. He is no one interested. This is simply waste of time. That is knowledge. Then I am simply acting for the benefit and comfort of the body. This is simply waste of time. I must act spiritually. And that is called chitta-dharpana-mandana, cleansing the heart. He is wrongly working on the basis of bodily concept of life. That illusion is over. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the first in the short. Then he is in the process to stop the blazing fire of material existence. Then, vidyavadhu jivanam, anandamadhi vardhanam. Then the ocean of transcendental bliss increases. Anandamadhi vardhanam, sarvatmanam sakanam, whole self, blissful life. Parangvijayate Sri Krishna Samki, all glories to the chanting of Krishna Samki. Then there are other processes that is described in the Sikhastha. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift that Kevalaya Bhaktya, all the practices of austerities, penances, and mystic yoga, and so on, so on, there are so many things. Everything will be totally achieved simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, bhakti. Kechit kribalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana aghang dhunnanti kasnena niharam vibhaskara. It's like when there is sunrise, immediately the all-pervading fog disappears. So, this Kali Yoga, by Bhakti Yoga, especially by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can be fully reformed and come to a spiritual platform, and there is success.
The next question kind of relates a little bit in the same direction. Question 13. There are various sanskaras prescribed in the life of a Hindu, right from his birth to death.
Yeah.
Many of these sanskaras are not being observed today. Should they be revived?
Sanskara, the real aim is to bring the rascal to the platform of knowledge. That is called sanskar. Janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is the same. Sudras, means without any knowledge. But the sanskar means to sudra, rascal without any knowledge of spiritual life, to gradually bring in to the spiritual platform. That is called sanskara. And sanskara bhavet dija. That is essential. The human life is the opportunity for understanding what he is and what is the aim of his life. The aim of life is back to home, back to God. We are part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, we are in this material existence. So, aim is, again, come to our spiritual life, spiritual existence, where there is no struggle for existence, blissful, happy life. Actually, we want happiness, blissful life. That is not possible in the material world. That is in the spiritual world. That is the end. So, every human being should be given chance. That is real education. But that is called samskara. So, this samskara, there are dosa being the samskara. So, in this age it is very difficult. But, if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offense, being trained up by the spiritual master, all the samskaras automatically become done and he comes to his original spiritual position, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, Krishna is part of Brahma, I am Brahma. As Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is also Brahma, I am also Brahma. But he is Supreme Brahma, I am minute Brahma. So, my business is to serve Krishna. That is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Jivir Sarupa, Nitya Krishna, Lord. So if he engages himself in his original spiritual business to act as the servant of Krishna, then all reformation is done. So that advantage is given in this age. Kirtanadiva Krishna Samukta Sangapan. Reformatory process is meant for purifying. So he becomes mukta sangha. Mukta sangha means liberated from all this bad association of material existence. And he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. So, this is the special advantage. The question is whether they should be revived. Yes. They should be revived to the lowest necessity. But all of them cannot be revived in this age. But people should be induced to take to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then all reformation will automatically become manifest and he will come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta, the realization of Brahma, then Prasannatma. He'll be happy. There is no lamentation. There is no undesirable hankering. Na sochati, na kankrati. He sees everyone on the spiritual platform. Sama sarvesu bhutesu. In this way, he comes to the platform of devotional service and then his life becomes successful. Is that question answered or not?
Yes, just one question I had. You said that the samskaras should be revived to the lowest
minimum possible way. Just like to make him a Brahman. So, to become a Brahman, these four things are essential. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no bad. This must be done. You cannot avoid wholesale.
Cannot avoid?
Wholesale. You must avoid at least sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. See, Danda Mahan in Mukta Bhajanti Mahan Virabhata. You cannot become a devotee unless you are completely sinless. So, to become completely sinless, you have to begin with these four prohibitory injunctions. must avoid sinful activity like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gun. Then you will be gradually completely sinless. One side to practice this, and another side to engage yourself in devotional service. To engage oneself in devotional service under the order of spiritual master and the shastra means to remain on the transcendental platform. Transcendental platform means there is no sinful activity. It is above. Sinful, pious and sinful activities are there so long you are on the material platform. Good and bad, piety and sinful. But when you are on the transcendental platform, then you are automatically without sin. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogi na jase bhakti sagunan samatikta yitan brahma vasuga. Life of vice and life of piety, they are within this material one. But when one is spiritually engaged, he is above the spiritual plane. Sagunan samatikta yitan brahma vasuga. So, one side voluntarily accepting this privatory process, you can keep it open. What is it?
What is he doing? Trying to leave the door open.
The whole thing is that if you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and give up these sinful activities, automatically you become reformed, come to the spiritual platform, and in this way your life will become successful.
Can we go on to the next question, Shiva? Question 14. It is said that the Karma Kanda in the Vedas has almost gone out of use, except for a few rites which remain in vogue for marriage, shraddhas, etc. Is it advisable to revive the Karma Kanda with its stress on the performance of various yajñas?
So, that is not possible in this taking consideration of the time circumstances. It is not possible. There are different kinds of Karma Kanda, yajna. It is expensive also. And there is no expert Brahmin to guide how to perform this yajna. So Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform yajnas. Kriti jadhyayato vishnum tataya tita vidyato makhai. In the Tita Yuga, yajnas are possible. Japare parichajya kalotad harikitana. In this age of Kali Yuga, the real yajna is harikitana. Jagai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedasa. That for those who are intelligent, having good brain substance, they take to this jagga, sankirtan jagga, and practically you are experiencing simply by sankirtan jagga, even the lowest person in the sinful activities, he is becoming purified. So, Karma Kanda is to revive them in this age is not possible. Neither Jnana Kanda. That is also not possible. People are so full and duskin that it is impossible. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says he has condemned Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda. Even it is properly done. Karma Kanda, by performing ritualistic ceremonies of Karma Kanda, you can go to the heaven planet. But what is the benefit there? You can enjoy their materialistic way of life, in a higher standard. That's all. You can live for a very, very long duration of period. But does that mean that you become immortal? The demigods, they are called Amara. Amara means they have got very long duration of life. Does that mean he is immortal? So by Karmakanda, you can elevate yourself to the higher planetary system, even if it is properly done. And now it is not possible to do it properly. And even if it is properly done, and there is condemned. It is not equal. Similarly, Gyanakanda, even if it is properly done, you can merge yourself into the Brahma effulgence. But that is also not safe, because in the Shastra we see that arujyakichena parang padang tato patanti adha. Even one merges oneself into the impersonal Brahma, he again falls down. Patanti adha. We have seen practical in India many sannyasi. They elevate themselves by Jnanakanda, but because they cannot stay there, they again come to the Karmakanda, philanthropy activities, and hospitals and schools. That is their fall down. So, either in Karmakanda or Jnanakanda, you cannot achieve the real purpose of life. That Narottamdas Thakur has said, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali, Bisher, Bhanda. Either you accept Karmakanda or Jnanakanda, the different pots of poison. Amrita Bolia Jeva Khai, by mistake, you take poison, and death is inevitable. Similarly, by Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, nobody can derive any actual benefit. By Upasana Kanda, that is Veda, Vedic, ritualistic ceremony means there are three Kandas, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. So, Upasana Kanda, there are recommendations of many worshipers, many demigods, but the best Upasana is Vishnu Upasana. Vishnu Aradhanam Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Om Tad Vishnam Paramam Padam. There are different types of Upasana recommendation, but the Vishnu Aradhanam, worshipping Lord Vishnu, that is the supreme. That is supreme. So gradually there is elevation to Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasana Kanda. But in the Kali Yuga, all these things are not possible to revive. Best directly giving the best Upasana Kanda, Vishnu Upasana, Bhakti, everything will be automatically achieved by Bhakti Marga.
The next question, Srila Prabhupada, 15. Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes. Actually, it is what I've already described it. It is not a sectarianism like Muslimism, Christianism, or thisism. Hinduism also now one of them. Actually, it is a way of life, varnasam dharma. How to become elevated to the spiritual platform, so that begins by the varnasam dharma, to select persons according to his capacity to different varnas. Some of them selected, trained as brahmana, some of them trained as kshatriya, some of them as vaishya, some of them as remain. Those who cannot take any training, they are sudras. Sindhyas, there must be social division, not by birth, but by education. Chatur-Varna-Vayasam-Guna-Karma-Vibhas. That we have lost. the so-called Hinduism, they have lost. And because they did not follow real Varnasram Dharma, therefore India, so many renegades, Muslim, became, once they become Muslim, there was no reformation. But according to a Vedic principle, even one is fallen, he can be raised to the highest standard. Manghi Partha Papasitta Jipishu Papajuna. One we Sanskarat Pavidija. And Sanatana Goswami said that Jasa Kanchanatang Jati Kansa Raso Vidhanata Tatha Dikha Vidhanina Dijattam Jati Nina. As by chemical process, the bell metal can be turned into gold by adding with it mercury. This is a chemical process. If you can add the bell metal proportionately mercury, then it will turn into gold. Here is the process given in the Shastra. If you are able to do it, can do it, turn gold. So the bell metals. So the example is given as the bell metal, base metal, can be turned into gold by chemical process. Similarly, by Dikha Vidhani, by proper initiation, by the bona fide spiritual master, everyone can be turned into Dija, twice born. Dijattam jayate nina. Nina means all men. It is not, there is no discrimination. That is only the Hindus, only the Indians, or only the so-called Brahmins can be turned. Everyone can be turned. That is the injunction. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. Trying everyone to become a bona fide Brahmana. Without becoming a Brahmana, he cannot become Vaishnava. This reformatory process is recommended in the Shastras. What is the question?
Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yeah, this is the way of life. That by reformatory process recommended in the Shastras, one should be elevated to the position of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, and Shudra. Shudra means one who cannot take any reformation. But one who can take up the reformation, he can be situated as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. This is not by birth, but by education, by training, that is recommended for the all human society, not for the Hindus or otherwise. Why Krishna says, Papajuni. Papajani, Siyavishya, Sathasudra, they are also taken as Papajani. And what to speak of the Shudras and Chandalas, they must be Papajani. Only the Brahman, Kshatriya, they are taken as highly elevated. But nowadays, Kalu Shudra Sambhava, in this age, you cannot distinguish who is Brahman, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya, who is Shudra. It is accepted that everyone is a Shudra, because there is no reformation. So, according to Pancharatri Vidhi, everyone should be given the chance of becoming a Vaishnava, a Dija, and that is the recommendation, the Hari Bhakti Vilas, that by the proper initiation process, everyone can be brought into the platform of Dija, twice born, and then he becomes. After initiation, his second birth is there, Sanskara Bhavit Dija. Then he is allowed to read the scripture, Vedopada Bhavit Vipra. He becomes Vipra. Then when he really comes to the knowledge of Brahma and his relationship with Brahma, and acts accordingly, then he is Brahmana. And when he is perfectly situated in the eternal relationship with God, Vishnu, then he becomes a Vaishnava. That is Parivartana.
Is this practical in the present context?
Yes, we are doing it. See, even one has eyes to see, they can see how we are accepting the Papa Jnani, so-called Papa Jnani, to become the topmost Vaishnava. That is possible. Unless it is possible, how it is being done all over the world? There is no consideration. The process is so effective that it is being done. They are taking it as proselytization, but it's not proselytization. Proselytization means it is superfluous. You are.
Excuse me, sir. Proselytization is
superfluous.
Superfluous.
If one is Hindu, you make him a Christian. You change that. But what is the use of changing the name if you do not reform him about his character? Simply changing the name from Hindu to Muslim or Muslim to Christian, that does not make any difference.
This next question is rather interesting. Question 16. Is it not possible for all sections of Hindus, be they Advaitins, Dvaitins or Vishishta Dvaitins, to come together instead of remaining isolated as warring factions?
Yeah. Dvaita and Advaita. This is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring all the Dvaitas and Advaitas in one platform. Understand that he is essentially servant of God. The Advaitas, they are wrongly thinking that he is God himself. That is wrong, or not the proper way of thinking. How you can become God? God is Harishadya Purna, full with six opulences, all powerful, all strength, all beauty, all opulence. So, this is artificial to think to become God. And this is Advaita. And Dvaita, they think that one is different from God. God is separate from the living entity. But actually, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that God is always the supreme, and the living entities, they are sabari. And in the Vedas also it is said, nitya nitya anam, chetana chetana anam. Both of them are living entities, but God is the chief. The difference between the two, that God maintains other living entities. Ekoja bahunam vidudhati kama. That is a fact. We are maintained, and God is the maintainer. We are predominated. We are not independent, and God is predominator. But because the predominated living entities, they are part and parcel of God. That in quality they are one. This is Achintya Bhedabha, one and different. And the living entity is one in the sense because it's part and parcel of God. So God is gold, the living entity is also gold. And that is one in quality. But God is great and we are minute, small. In that way we are defined. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enunciated Achintya Bhedabha, inconceivable, simultaneously one and different. That is real philosophy. So on this philosophy, everyone can come if they are reasonable. If they remain unreasonably stuck up in their own concocted, then it is difficult. Otherwise, this is the fact that the living entity is eternally part and parcel of God, sanatana. What is that verse? Find out. Mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta jīva bhūta sanātana. 15th chapter.
Ramayam so jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana manasa shtan indriyani prakriti stani kashati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
So if his eternal fragmental parts, how he can become one with the whole? When the part is never equal to the whole, that is axiomatic truth. This is wrong concept. So, become like God. The Mahavadis are trying to become God. That is impossible. They let them remain godly. Godly means servant of God. That will make him perfection. His life perfect. The Vaishnava philosophy is to remain, to act as servant of God. That is perfect. And if the servant tries to become like the master, that is artificial. Although in the spiritual world there is no difference between the master and the servant, just like the boys, Krishna's cowherd boy's friend, they do not know Krishna is God. They are playing with him on equal terms. When Krishna is defeated in the play, he has to take his friend on his shoulder and he rides on the shoulder. So there is no such distinction, who is God and who is not God. So that is spiritual conception. But the dependency is always there. God and the part and parcel. Kṛta-puṇya puṇya. We can attain that position after many, many lives, pious activities. That is stated in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, itthaṁ brahma sukhānu bhūtyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ paradoivatenaṁ māyāsitānāṁ naradārakhenaṁ sādhaṁ vijarahu kṛta-puṇya puṇya. These boys are playing with Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is the essence of brahma sukha, para-brahma. These boys are playing with para-brahma. Itthaṁ brahma sukhānu bhūtyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ paradaivatenaṁ. And for the devotee, he is the Supreme Master. And for the ordinary man, he is the ordinary child. But these other children who are playing, they have got this position, kṛta-puṇya puṇya, after many, many births, pious activities. Now I have got this position, playing with Krishna on equal terms. So, this is the conception of devotional service, that when you go to the Goloka Vrindavan, you cannot distinguish, but they have got unflinching love for Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. The cows, the calves, the trees, the flowers, the water, the elderly man, Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda Mai, everyone is at the center point is Krishna. Everyone is loving Krishna. And there is no such knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Sometimes they see Krishna's wonderful activities and they talk of Krishna, maybe some demigod. He has come here. But they could never recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna passed some dangerous position, so many demons were coming, Mother Yashoda was chanting some mantra to protect Krishna, that he may not be put into some calamity. They never understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. But their natural love for Krishna so intense, therefore, Vrindavan life is so exalted. Aral. That is called Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatamaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the first of all, Krishna, the Vrijananda, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is Aradha. Taddhama Vrindavanam, and his dham, he is abhorred. Vrindavan is also worshipable. They are equal. Vrindavan dham and Krishna, they are equal. So, these are higher standard of understanding. Unless one is devotee, purified, he cannot understand that to become one with God is not the sublime idea. In Vrindavan, one wants to become the father and mother of God, to control God. That is Mahabhadis cannot understand, Advaitavadis. This is to be understood by the pure and devotees. What is the benefit to become equal with God? Just become equal. Other Vaishnava philosophy, they could not explain our relationship with God, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the higher relationship with God, that is called Vatsalya Rasa and Madhurya Rasa, especially Madhurya Rasa. Anarpita Charinchirat Karunayavati Nakalo Samarpayatam Unnata Ujjala Rasang Sabhaptisyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information of the Madhurya Rasa, that our relationship can be with Krishna in conjugal love. So unless one comes to the platform of devotional service, one cannot understand. But for general understanding, these philosophy of Achinta Vridhave, simultaneously one and different, that is explained in this verse, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, living entities are part and parcel of God, such as if God is God, then living entities are also God. This is equality in quality. But God is great and we are always subordinate. Eka johunang vidhati kaman, we are protected, we are maintained, we are predominated, that is our position. We cannot attain the position of predominator. That is not possible.
Next question, Srila Prabhupada, question 17. What is the future of Hinduism?
There is no future, it is already gone. The future is already there. And what do you want more? Future. A man was beaten with swords, and he said that he has threatened me to insult me. So if he is beaten with swords, then what insult remains to be done again? So, in these things now finish. Now, take to the process of Krishna's order. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. This teaching of Bhagavad Gita to the whole world, not only Hinduism, Christianism and Muslimism, everything is gone. And even it is not God. Krishna says, give up all this nonsense. Sarvadhanman parityajya. Give up Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. Simply surrender unto me. That is to be preached all over the world, and that is being effective. So, if the Hindus are interested in Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken in Hindustan, in the land of Hindus, they must seriously take to this instruction of Krishna and combine together and preach all over the world and make others benefited and themselves benefited. That is the only way. There is no other second way.
Next question. Question number 18. As the world is coming to be divided into just two classes, atheist and theist, is it not advisable for all religions to come together? And what positive steps can be taken in this direction?
That is already taken, already explained. This Krishna consciousness movement, the atheist class and theist class, they will exist always. This is material world. Even at home, the father is atheist, Hiranyakashipu, and the son is theist. So, even at home, the father and the son differ. So that atheist class and theist class man will always exist in family, in community, in nation, in the, as you go on. But the theist class should take to the proposition of the Bhagavad Gita and takes her shelter at its lotus feet, giving up so-called religious principles. That is oneness. Religion without conception of God, is humbug, bogus. Religion means to accept the order of God. So if you have no conception of God, if you do not know who is God, so there is no question of accepting His order. It is stated in the Vedic literature, Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Find out this verse in the sixth canto.
Should be in the next
one. Isn't the next one go?
Jamanaj is the structure.
It's in this one. Tamam tu saksad bhagavat pranitam navai vidur rishayo napi deva nasidha mukya sura manusya puto na vidyadhara charanadaya. Real religious principles are enacted Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. This is 6th canto, 3rd chapter, text 19. When challenged by the Vishnu Dutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamaduta said, Veda Pranahito Dharma, the religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order amongst materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are nistrigunya, above the three modes of material nature, or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore, when prevented from arresting Arjamil, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.42, wherein Krishna says, Vedavada rata partananya dashditi vadina. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremony. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of the Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vidaischa Savar Ahamiva Vidya. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavadarata. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Savadhamman Parijagya Mamakam Sarnam Braja. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, or from his special representative, as is stated in the next verses. Swayambho Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Vale Vaya Sakevayam Dwada Saite Vijanino Dhamam Bhagavatam Bataha Guyam Vishudam Dobodham Yam Gyatva Mritamashnute. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narad, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dham, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for
people,
him.
These Mahajans, they know what is the principles of religion. Religion means Bhagavad Dharma, to understand God and our relationship with God. That is religion. You may call it Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion, but real religion is that which teaches how to love God. Savipumshan Parma Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhakaji. By following the religious system, you come to the platform of loving God, then your religious system is perfect. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time, bogus religion, without conception of God. So unless one understands what is God and what He says, and we have to abide by that order, then we are religious, and there is religion, and there is God, there is everything complete.
This is off the record, but one may ask if someone like Christ or Moses, who is not mentioned amongst the Mahajans, presents some sort of religion.
The Mahajans, there is in Christian Messiah, there is Mahajan. And later on, after Christ, there are so many other, St. Matthew, St. Thomas, they are like that. The Mahajan is mentioned there. How can you say there is no Mahajan?
Well, at least amongst these...
Mahajan means we strictly follow the original religion. That is called Mahajan. Or who knows the things as they are. They are called Mahajan. And that means Parampara system. Actually, Arjuna. Arjuna is learning Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. He is Mahajan. So, you learn from Arjuna. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna acted, as Arjuna understood Krishna, you follow that, then Mahajana Jena Gata Sapantha. Then you are following the Mahajan, you are on the real path. Just like we are, here it is said Mahajan, Swayambhu. Swayambhu means Brahma, Lord Brahma. So how is this Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, is Brahma Sampradaya. And Swayambhu Narada. Narada is also the Brahma Sampradaya. And Shambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahajan. He has got his Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. And similarly, Sri Sampradaya. So all these Sampradaya we must follow. Sampradaya, Bhina, Jis, Mantra, Sri, Vipalama. If you do not belong to Sampradaya, Mahajan, then you are useless. You cannot concoct any religious system. So either you be Christian or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to follow the man. If a Christian says, I don't believe in St. Thomas, what kind of Christian is? Similarly, it doesn't matter who is a but real Mahajan is he who is strictly following the principle as enunciated by God. That is religious system. Otherwise, there is no religion. There is no question of religion. It is simply concoction. Manodhan, mental speculation. Mental speculation is not religion. Religion is the order of Krishna, and one who follows that order is religion. That's all.
This next question, Srila Prabhupada, question 19.
Now, this question is clear, just see?
Yeah, so far I can understand, you're saying that there's no need to label that there's one religion in the world. Rather, everyone can...
One religion is there, already. That, how to love God. This is one religion. Will the Christians say, no. We don't want to love God. Will the Christian say? Will the Mohammedan say? No, no, you don't want to love God. So religion means how to love God. And any religion which teaches how to love God, that is what fact. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to be educated to take your degree. It doesn't matter from which college you take degree. Similarly, religion means you have to learn how to love God. If you have no love for God, it is all useless. That is not religion. Sarmanta Sakshat Bhagavat Padhyam. Sakshat Bhagavan Krishna says, you surrender unto him. You cannot surrender unto love. You are surrendered to me. I am also an Indian. Because you have love for me. Therefore they surrender. If I say that you die, you'll die. Why? Because you love me. So when there will be surrender? Unless one loves God. Unless that platform is not there, that I love you, I can sacrifice everything for you. That is on the basic principle of love. Therefore, that religion is perfect, which teaches the followers how to love God. This is the religious principle. So let everyone come to this platform, how to love God. That is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching nothing but training them how to love God, how they can sacrifice everything for God. That is illegal. Other is a bogus, waste of time. Simply following the ritualistic ceremonies. That is not illegal. That is superfluous. Dharma sanu sita pungsa vishakshena katha sujat no padaindra tingi jadi samaye vahi kevalam. You are very good. You are following your religious principle very strictly, adherently, that's all right. But what about your love of God? Well, that I do not know. So I say, samaya, it is simply waste of time and simply laboring, that's all. If you have not learned to love God, then what is the meaning of your religion? Then, when you actually on the platform of love of God, they will understand your relationship with God. That I am part and parcel of God. Not only I am part and parcel of God, this dog is also part and parcel of every living entity. Then you extend love for animal also. If we actually love God, then your love for insect also is there. because you understand that this insect, it has got a different body only, but he is also part and parcel of my brother. Samas sarvesu bhutesu. Then you cannot maintain saranam. If you maintain saranam and deserve the order of Christ, thou shalt not kill. And you proclaim yourself as Christian or Hindu, that is not me. Then samaya vaikalpa. You're going to the temple and church and everything is simply a waste of time. Samaya vaikalpa. Because you do not understand God. You have no love for God. That is going on all over the world. The stamping under some sect, but there is near no real religion. So, in order to bring them all in one platform, they have to accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you do not accept in the beginning Krishna, that he is the Supreme, then you try to understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is education. There is somebody supreme. So, if I say, because I am Hindu, I am Indian, that Krishna is the supreme, you may say, then why Krishna is Indian? No, he is God. That's like the sun rises first in India, then comes to Europe. And that does not mean the sun is different. Similarly, Krishna also appeared in India. Now he has come to Western country, Krishna consciousness movement. You try to understand whether Krishna is not God or God. But he is God. There is no doubt about it. If you have got intelligence to understand what is God, then try to understand that he is God without it. So take to Krishna consciousness and abide by the order of Krishna, then everyone comes on the same platform, religious platform, one religion, Krishna consciousness.
Question 19, this is...
Now this is clear or not?
Oh, yes.
Anyone? We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is to surrender to him. And Krishna personally advises that you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. This is religion.
Sometimes we meet people in our preaching activities. They may, of course, claim to be very devout Christian or Muslim, but at the same time they will blaspheme Krishna. Is it possible that such persons can actually be associates of God?
No, it is. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so many Christians, so many Jews, so many Mohammedans, Hindus, everyone is there. It is a question of understanding. So in the beginning, but if he's serious to understand what is God, then he'll accept Krishna, the Supreme God. If he knows what is God, then he'll understand, here is God. If he remains in darkness, he does not know what is God, then how he'll understand Krishna? He'll understand Krishna as one of us. That's all. But if he knows what is God, then he'll understand. Yes, here is. Just like if a person knows what is gold, then anywhere gold, he'll understand here is gold. But does that mean only gold in certain shop, only gold available? But if he knows what is God, what is the meaning of God, that we'll find in Krishna in fullness. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. The Shastra says, how is Bhagavan? What is Bhagavan? You should understand and see from the activities of Krishna whether he is not Bhagavan. It requires the brain to understand. I say, here is God. Now it is up to you. If you know what is God, then test it, and then you'll accept God. If you do not know how to test it, then you may refuse. That is another thing. You'll accept iron as God, and that is your ignorance. You do not know what is God. But if you actually know what is God, you'll accept Krishna as God. There's no doubt about it. So this is the only platform, Bhagavad Gita. Everyone come and take to Krishna and understand God and learn how to love Him, and your life is perfect.
But if the Christians are saying that this is the only platform, Bible, and the Muslims are saying this is the only platform, Quran, and the community of followers of Bhagavad Gita,
we have to see by the result. The result is the only platform, that's the only platform that is decided. Savipam sang paro dharma, that is actually religion. Jato bhakti radhakkade, if one has learned how to love God, if there is no love of God, then what is the use of claiming that this is the only platform? Where is the sign of love of God? That is to be seen. Simply if you say, everyone will say, this property is the best, or my understanding, but there must be practical proof. The practical proof how to love God. What is the process of loving God? If you do not know your relationship with God and others' relationship with God, then how you know God? What is lacking? Nobody can give clear conception of God. Can the Christian give? Then where is love of God? If you have no understanding of what is God, where is the question of love? Love is not fictitious. You cannot love air. You love a person, a beautiful person, a beautiful lover. You cannot say, I love air. I love the sky. When there is a question of love, there must be a person. So who is that person whom you want to love? But they have no personal conception of God. Neither can describe the personal beauty, capacity, strength, sarishadya purna. There is no such description. So they have got the conception of God, but actually they do not know what is God. But religion means you must know God and love Him. That is religion. That is first class. Is that clear or not?
Yes.
When there is question of love, then you must know what is God, then love. But if you do not know who is God, then how do you love Him?
Are these actually the tangible signs by which one can judge what is real religion?
Yes. Real religion is how to love God. And love cannot be done without knowing the person whom we love. That is the criteria. Test. So if you have no conception, God, His personality, then how you love? What is the question of love? Love is something tangible. It is not fictitious. So we accept Krishna conscious people. Krishna is God, and we are worshipping Krishna. And we are making progress. Just see our behavior and other person's behavior and judge. What is it?
We had one priest who came. He was discussing with Kirtananda Maharaj. He did not know what God looked like. He never gave anything, never talked about God, but he said he loved God.
What kind of love? Did he?
Nor did he say his people ever came to church. He said at best they come once a week. He said that's all that's necessary.
What love does that mean? That you come once in a week at my house. Love means you come to my house, give me some presentation, and take something from me. Dadati pratikindati. Bhumte bhojayate chaiva sarvida prisilakshana. Love means if you love somebody, then you must give him something. You must accept something from him. Dadati pratikindati. You must disclose your mind to him, and he should disclose his mind to you. Dadati pradginnati gujjava khati gucchati cha bhumte bhojaya. If you love somebody, you give him something eatable, and whatever eatable he offers, you accept. The six kinds of exchange makes love. That if you do not know the person, the boy or the girl, then where is the question of love? Love begins, if you love some girl, if you love some boy, then you give something, some presentation. And he gives you some presentation. That develops love. You give something to eat, and whatever he gives you to eat, you disclose your mind, my dear, such and such, I love you, this is my ambition. These are the exchange of love. So if there is no person-to-person meeting, where is the question of love? That is not love. If I love somebody, and weekly I visit that house, this is the house, that's all. Where is the exchange of love? Love means there is exchange. If somebody, you love somebody, if you have not given anything to that somebody, neither you have taken somebody, something from him, where is the love? Is that love? An imperfect knowledge. Love, the conclusion is, religion means to love God. And to love God means you must know He is God. There cannot be any other alternative. You must know the person who is God. Then you exchange. That we are teaching. We are asking our disciples to rise early in the morning, offer Mangala Arati, then Bhog Arati. Are we so fools, rascals, that we are wasting time worshipping a doll like that? Sometimes they think like that. But that is not the fact. You know definitely, there is Krishna, He is God. And we must love Him like this. That is the super excellence of Krishna consciousness movement. We do everything definitely on positive platform. Is that clear? Or anyone? Any question?
Then you said that we must know God before we can love Him. So that means it's devotional service is preceded by knowledge.
That is the process in the Bhagavad Gita, where there are 18 chapters. The whole 18 chapters is the education, how to know God. And when Arjuna completely in awareness, he accepted, Krishna, you are Parabrahma, Paramahava. That is understanding. And then surrender, Sarvadharma. Unless you know God, how you surrender? If some third class man comes, you surrender. And will you do that? Why should I surrender? You must know, yeah, here is God. I must surrender. The 18th chapter is described to know God. And then Krishna proposes, surrender unto me. Then Arjuna did it. Yes. So without knowing, how you can surrender? Know God. Then you surrender. Otherwise, how blindly you can surrender? That is not possible. So, this is the science, how to know God, Bhagavad Gita. You believe in it. If you want to know more, then read Bhagavatam. And if you are in intense love with God, then read Charitamrita. How the intensification can be more intensified? That is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary book to understand God and surrender. And from the surrendering point, further progress, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the love is intense, to make it more intensified, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a man after God. Sannayidam jagasarvam govindam pirayinam. I find everything vacant without Krishna. That is the supreme ecstasy. So these things cannot happen to you without love. If you love somebody, then if he is not there, you find everything vacant. Otherwise, there are so many things. People will say, you are seeing vacant, everything is full now, filled up. Now that is another stage, transcendental plan. Lover and beloved, they can understand. So now you come to the other side, go in the Vidayana. That is the supreme stage of love. Is that clear or not?
There's just one more thing. What's the minimum knowledge one must have?
God is great, that's all. God is great. So Krishna proved that He is great. Therefore, He is God. Everyone says God is great. Allahu Akbar, Muslims say. God is great. The Christian says God is great. And Hindu says Parabrahma. So God is great. So Krishna proved that He is all great. Therefore, He is God. Krishna, when he was present, he proved it, that he is the great. Therefore, he is God. If you accept God is great, and if you find somebody is great in everything, then he is God. How can I deny it? At least you can see Krishna great by his Bhagavad Gita. It is still going on. 5,000 years pass, still Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the greatest book of knowledge all over the world. Even among the Christians, among the Muslims, those who are really learned, they take it, yes. That is greatness of Krishna in knowledge. Who can give such knowledge? That is the proof that He is God. Isat jasa samagrasa bhijasa jasa jnana, knowledge. Where is such knowledge throughout the whole world? Everything, every line is sublime knowledge. If one studies scrutinizing Bhagavad Gita, he finds Krishna is Supreme Lord.
question, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
Question 19.
Mm-hmm.
Do you envisage or envision a different role for Hinduism in the Western countries where the influence of other great religions has been felt for centuries? Do you see a different role for Hinduism in Western countries where the influence of other great religions has been felt for centuries?
No. There is no different role. God is man. God cannot be duplicated. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that matta parataram nanna kinchijasti dhananya. There is no more superior authority than me. That is God. Now people need to understand that Krishna is God. There is no different role. The role is the same. 5,000 years, Krishna said that I am the supreme authority. There is no more superior authority than me. Still he is so. So we are simply attempting to introduce Krishna. Nobody attempted. Although 5,000 years passed, nobody attempted to introduce the supreme authority, Krishna. We are just trying to introduce, following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He, 500 years appeared, he is Krishna. He wanted that this Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world. Prithivita Achayata Nagarali Gram Sarvatra Pratyar Vahivimandam. Krishna is not for India. He is for everyone because he is God. He claims that I am the seed-giving father of all living entities, not only the human society, but also other living entities like the aquatics, the insects, the plants, and the animals, all living entities. He says, Aham Bija Pradapita. Everything is there, but this cult of Krishna consciousness, or the Bhagavad Gita as it is, was not preached properly. Everyone interpreted Bhagavad Gita in his own way to satisfy his own whims. We are just trying for the first time to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it is being effective. It is not a different role. It is the actual role. Nobody tried for it. Therefore, Krishna is unknown. But we are trying for this for a few years. But because it is reality, it is being accepted. It is being accepted. No attempt was made there. It is not a new role. The role is already there to preach. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. He says, especially to Indian people, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jat, Janma Sarthakari Kara Paropokar. Indians are meant to do this business for Paropokar because all over the world they are unaware of Krishna. So anyone who is actually Indian, he should attempt to broadcast the message of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. That is order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jat, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropokar. This is Paropokar. They are suffering without any knowledge of Krishna. Give them this knowledge. That is Paropokar. Doing welfare activities to others. So that attempt is now being made and people are actually accepting. So it is not a new role. The role is already there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years told, yes, before he told it. But so many Swamis and Yogis, they came here, they never introduced Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Now it is being done and people are accepting. naturally. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So if everyone joins, either Indian, non-Indian, in this movement, there will be one religion and there will be peace. Peace will be there. This is the only way. Bhoktaram jagdabhasam sabaloka maheshram suidam sabaloktaam jagdamaam shanti vichyati. This is the way of shanti. Understand Krishna. That he is the supreme enjoyer, he is the supreme proprietor, and he is the supreme friend for everyone. To accept Krishna as your friend, you'll be happy. This is the message of Krishna consciousness.
This next question is very closely related to the last question. Question 20. What is your view regarding proselytization or preaching? If you are
it is not proselytization. Proselytization has no meaning, actually. To bring one to the real understanding. Krishna says that mamaivamsa jivabhuta, all living entities are his part and parcel. He claims sarvajonisu kaunteya, in all forms of life, as many living entities are there. Aham virapada, I am the seed-giving father. So the natural position is that every living entity, not only human being, but also animals, plants, everyone. So why not Indian, American, or Jacobsabilitian, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So it is not the process of proselytizing to convince the idea. It is actually bringing them to their real position that they are all part and parcel of Krishna. It is not artificial proselytization that you are Christian, now you are Hindu. Or you are Hindu, now you are Christian. You are sweeper, now you are Harijan. It is not like that. It is actually bringing him to his own position, part and parcel of God. It is not proselytization, will not stand. When one comes to the real understanding of his position, then that will continue. The Krishna consciousness movement is that, bringing one to the original position. He is in diseased condition, he is thinking otherwise, then servant of Krishna. Now, this movement is trying to bring everyone to the position that he is eternal servant of Krishna. It is not a rubber stamp proselytization that you are Hindu, now you are Christian. Or you are Christian, now you are Hindu. So, if he does not know what is his position by simply stamping that he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, what benefit will he get?
Same ignorance.
If you keep him in the ignorance platform, then what is the benefit of making a Hindu Muslim or Muslim Hindu? That was going on, holy war between Christian and the Muslim. Because both of them in darkness. And they're engaged in holy war, but holy. Holy impiety. Artificial change of ism will not help. One must know the philosophy of life. One must know what is God. One must learn how to love God. That is real life.
There's one more question, Srila Prabhupada. Question 21. Are changes visible in Hinduism in its doctrinal content, mode of individual and collective worship, as a result of Hinduism's contact with the West?
Yes, they are very similar. It is, first of all, we must forget that this Krishna consciousness movement is not Hinduism. It is Vaishnavism. Vaishnava means Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of God. And one who loves Vishnu or loves God, he is Vaishnava. So, Hinduism is not like that. Present conception of Hindus, they have got so many demigods. Demigods are there in the Vedas. But demigod worshippers, they are all materialistic persons. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that kamastastai hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Those who are worshippers of demigods, they are lusty, kamuk. And the kamuk platform is material world. Lusty. Everyone is trying to enjoy sense gratification. So demigod worship is for sense gratification. If you worship Durga, then you pray, Mother Durga, give me name, fame, wealth, good wife, and so on, so on. Dhanandehi, Rupamdehi, Rupamdehi, Vajjangdehi. Simply demanding for sense gratification. So, that is not love of God. That is to select one agent of God and exact from Him as much as you can for your sense gratification. That is not recommended in the Vedic religion. Vedic religion, although they are a demigod, but the ultimate is Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Sura. Those who are Sura, actually, advanced, they see to the Vishnu Paramam Padam. Vishnu Aradhanam Param, the worship of Vishnu is the supreme worship. So, actually, everyone should be worshipper of Vishnu. And that is Vaishnavism. So Vaishnavism means for everyone. Or Sanatana Dharma. That I have already explained. The human, the living entity is Sanatana. Mama Ivangsa Jivabhuta. Jivaloka Sanatana. He is Sanatana. God is Sanatana. The exchange between God and the living entity is called Sanatana Dharma. Or Vaishnavism. So we are teaching that. We are not teaching Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. We are teaching how to love God. That's all. There's no question of proselytization. It is the natural. We are, by nature, we are lover of God. Just like father and son, the love is already there. It cannot be extinguished. The father and son may be separated for many, many years, but when they come together, the affection immediately revives. So, we are teaching that, that we have got eternal relationship with God and revive it. We are embarrassed by establishing artificial relationship with my family, country, and society, and so-called religion. And so on. These are all artificial. Real relationship God is great and I am His servant. That is the religion. So you are teaching that thing.
So the teaching is the same in India as it is in the Western countries?
Yeah, that is being proved. Otherwise, how is that worshipping Krishna all over the world?
His question here is, in doctrinal content and in mode of individual and collective worship, is that to say that in your preaching in the Western countries and your preaching in India, you haven't attempted in the Western countries where there's so many mlechas, outcasts, so to speak?
But that is accepted by Krishna. Even one is mlecha. Bhagipartha vipassitta jipisu pavajana. So there is no question. That is artificial. One is Mlechar, one is Brahman. That is artificial. That is skin. But within the skin of the Mlechar, the Brahman, the same spirit soul is there. Therefore, those who are Pandit, those are learned, Vidyabhinaya Brahman, Sampanne Brahmani, Gavi Hastini Sunichito Sapakis, Pandita Samadars. One who is actually learned, he sees the same spirit soul within the Brahmin, within the Mlechar, within the cat.